Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Anything I've learned from this pandemic, it's really difficult to get fired. For those who aren't aware, I'm sort of refusing to quit my other job because of loyalty to the rest of the staff and to the manager with whom I'm friends. She's one of the people I'm going to the concert with next week or to the festival with next week. And so I don't want to just, you know, leave them in the situation they're in, because without me it's going to be even worse than it is right now. And it sucks. It sucks really bad. So I'm torn between really wanting to quit and not have anything to do with it anymore, and knowing the toll I'm going to put on my friends there that I've worked alongside for the last 3 years if I do that. So my plan has been to get myself fired. And you may think that's a joke, but I'm serious here. Just treating customers like absolute crap, and it doesn't seem to matter. Like, even if I get a complaint on me, it's not going to matter. The friend with whom I'm talking is going to say something to the effect of, okay, I don't care. Is there a funny story behind it? So it's difficult right now to get fired. Just something to keep in mind as they talk about these vaccine mandates and the possibility of firing people for refusing to get vaccinated. I don't think they'll do it. I don't think they can do it. Like this hospital here, if they have to lose 25% of their staff, they're saying they're going to have to close.
And at the hospital that I'm at, we have about 25% who are unvaccinated and who, I think, push comes to shove, all the people who were going to be forced to get vaccinated already have. Because I know of a lot of people who, we were in a union meeting recently, the union people were just like, well, I don't know why you guys just don't do it. You know, 80% of the staff already has been vaccinated. Like, why is this 20% not going to get vaccinated like everybody else did it?
Because they don't want to.
Well, and somebody pointed out to them, well, is that 80% agreed with it? 80% willingly got vaccinated, or is it more like 40% of those people really wanted to, and the other 40% was threatened to be fired and coerced and blackmailed into getting it?
Yeah, because anyone who's been paying attention knew this was coming.
Everybody that I know that is vaccinated was basically felt like they were forced into it. They felt like they were going to have to get it anyways, so they wanted to kind of have it be like, they wanted to feel like it was their choice. You know, they didn't want to wait till the last second and feel like they were forced to it. They kind of wanted to, like, give themselves that illusion, like, no, this was my choice. And everybody that felt like that regrets it.
I don't know what kind of reasoning that is anyway. Everyone else did it. Why aren't you doing it?
Yeah.
Right?
Everyone else jumped off the bridge. Why don't you?
Shun the non-believer.
Which, to be fair, if enough people jumped off the bridge, eventually I would do it, because you're only falling, like, 2 feet at some point.
Right. There must be something cool.
You're landing on a bunch of bodies, so I mean, sure, I'll jump off. It's not going to hurt me.
Look over the edge first.
But I can shower first.
Well, I mean, afterwards. And you look over first, see if they're okay.
True.
If they're all okay, then sure.
So that was their response to, we were kind of like, listen, like, you're our union. Like, you're supposed to back us up. And they were like, well, we were backing up the 80%. You're only the 20. We're like, are we, though?
It's difficult. And, you know, if a hospital is faced with closing, the whole point of the lockdown, as I understood it, the lockdowns that occurred last year and that are still happening in many parts of the world, the whole point was to, quote, flatten the curve so that we didn't overwhelm the hospitals. As far as I'm aware, how many new ventilators were purchased? How many ICU beds were added? How many hospitals actually expanded their capacity to deal with sick people? Wasn't that the point of flattening the curve? I don't think any of that actually happened. In fact, hospitals lost staff People quit because the conditions were intolerable, and now they want to lose even more staff by forcing them to get vaccinated.
And that's the thing, too. You know what they really should have done? They should have gave people an incentive to work in healthcare, but instead they treated us terribly. We were overworked and underpaid. Rarely were people given any sort of bonuses. People aren't given any incentive to take jobs in hospitals. It's super stressful.
They called you heroes on the news.
Oh, thanks. That heroes work here sign really pays my bills and helps me sleep at night when I'm so, like, traumatized and stressed from the job and the workload. You know, that sign really helps. Thanks for your appreciation. And they stopped the pizza parties. At least we were getting a pizza party, you know, like, every few months. Now we don't even get pizza. It's like ridiculous. So anyways, this hospital in Texas is probably going to have to close. I guess they get 80% of their funding from Medicare and Medicaid. So
no, I misunderstood this initially. I was just assuming that for some reason Medicare and Medicaid just gave the hospital money, but it's because they're getting their money from Medicaid because their patients use Medicare and Medicaid.
Yeah.
And 80% of their total income is through basically government welfare.
Yeah, exactly. So the vaccine mandate puts Texas hospital leaders in a complicated position because Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order banning public hospitals from enacting COVID-19 vaccine mandates.
So they can't comply with Joe Biden's executive order and Abbott's executive order.
So it's like what Trump's. Really, you know,
according to the Constitution, the state is supposed to, but in real life, the federal government
does. It's always the federal government, exactly. So they can't mandate it, but if they don't mandate it, they lose all their funding and have to close down. So that really does put them in a horrible situation.
Right.
And the only result of this is going to basically be millions of people dying for not being able to get hospital care.
Oh, it's going to be because of COVID.
Yeah.
They're going to find a way to blame the unvaccinated for sure. The Rolling Stone were writing new articles saying that the unvaccinated overwhelmed the hospital and now people are dying.
Even though there's less of them now.
Yeah.
But the hospitals were overwhelmed before, right? But there's how much of the population is vaccinated now?
Something like 60%, I think, is fully vaccinated.
So 40% of the population is still overwhelming the hospital?
That's what they'll say.
Seems kind of weird.
Yep. Doesn't make sense to me.
No.
I mean, especially when you have people, the Israel health minister, and I think even the one in the United Kingdom recently said, or it was the one in Australia, I don't remember. It was one of these health ministers who said something to the effect of, look, eventually everyone's going to get COVID-19. This is just a fact of life now. It's something we're going to have to find a different way of dealing with this rather than lockdowns and perpetual vaccines and stuff like that. Because that's the way it is. You're going to have to get COVID-19.
They're developing a vaccine for the common cold now.
Are they?
Yeah.
I'm also not going to get it.
Yeah, me neither.
I'll just get the cold.
Right.
Yeah, because I've heard my entire life, and I understand the reasons why, that you can't vaccinate against the common cold, and it's because it evolves too quickly for a virus, for a vaccine to be
useful. They're just going to edit your DNA.
Right.
Don't even worry about it.
Yes, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And then, you know, what's going to happen when everyone has all of these vaccinations against the things that we all battle and exercise our immune system with, and then they don't get sick, is they have no immune system, and then something really will come through and destroy everything.
You know what also works great for preventing people from getting the common cold? Vitamin D, vegetables.
Wash your hands.
Fruit. Yeah, wash your hands.
Right? Dude, there has
Go outside.
Yeah.
There has not been an increase in hand washing as a result of this pandemic.
People are gross.
There's an increase in the use of hand sanitizer.
Yes,
which is worse.
It doesn't do anything against viruses. It's solely antibacterial.
Right.
But
it doesn't actually, like, clean your hands either.
And it creates super bacteria.
And it weakens your immune system.
Right. Yeah. So
I mean, there have been countless studies on this, and people using hand sanitizer too much, ultimately destroying their immune systems or weakening their immune systems. But recently I had to go to the urgent care clinic here in Keene because, I mean, I'm not going to the hospital. That's stupid. I don't have a general care practitioner at this point. So I went there and I watched this couple come in, this married couple with some two, maybe three, four-year-old kid. I don't know how to estimate the age of a kid. Some little kid. And despite the fact that they never touched anything, I watched the man reach over, squirt the hand sanitizer into his hands, rub it all over, do the little ritual. And then their little daughter, the 2-, 3-, 4-year-old, did exactly the same thing, not knowing anything about it. And I don't think the dude even gave it any thought whatsoever. He just saw hand sanitizer, and he's just been programmed at this point to squirt it into his hands.
Yep, right. And then that kid's going to go stick their fingers in their mouth and eat their food with all that hand sanitizer on their hands.
Quite possibly. There was another time I was at the DMV here in Keene where I was sitting in the back, and the guy next to me was sitting near the table with the hand sanitizer on it, and literally every few minutes, it was like a nervous tick, he was reaching over and squirting it into his hands.
Oh, gosh.
603-283-6160.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NovaLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NovaLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. As always, you're invited to join us, 603-283-6160. That's how you can join the show. It's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Lori.
And this has definitely been one of those episodes where I wish we were using some sort of ambient microphone to record the conversation in between breaks so that, you know, we can edit it out for any possible sensitive content and then release it as part of a bonus for the amplifiers, which is something I want to do. I just haven't moved on it because the other job and I are having an argument about how many hours I'm supposed to work a week. They seem to think it's five times as many as I want.
How many no-call, no-shows until you get fired?
I have too much of a sense of responsibility to no-call, no-show, unfortunately. So that one's off the table. That it probably could. I don't even know. I was like an hour and a half late one day. And that was a result of me sleeping. This was actually right after the raise. So I had a new phone with a different alarm on it. So it was very weird. I think it was literally 2 days after the raise. So I wasn't quite 100% anyway. And I was supposed to be there at like 10 in the morning. And I woke up at 11:40. And no one was worried about it. Everyone was like, Aria will be here when she gets here. It'll be fine. And almost 2 hours late, no one really cared. Of course, that was also the first time I had ever been late there in the entire history of my employment. So, unfortunately, that's off the table. But anyway, what we were talking about was, you know, self-driving cars, AI, all of these computers that are increasingly in vehicles and everything else. Like, I bought a water purifier recently. And the first step for installing the water purifier was to install an app on my phone so I could connect to it via Bluetooth. Now, I don't know what people are doing with their water purifiers, but I can't imagine any scenario on this earth that would require me to use Bluetooth to control my water purifier. And it's so stupid. I want to take it back just because it has that stupid feature. And there's no reason whatsoever that I would need to do it, and I don't want to have the capability there anyway. I'm not alone in this. Most of the IT people I've ever met are running as fast as we can from all of these, the Internet of Things stuff, where your television, I can understand smart televisions. I have a smart television as well. That is a purpose I actually understand, but your smart televisions,
your smart water purifier.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big difference.
I don't see the point in a smart refrigerator. And most IT people agree. Smart cars, definitely a big red flag for me because I know how weak IT security actually is. There, hardly a day goes by when a Fortune 500 company with a very advanced IT staff isn't getting hacked. Like Visa getting hacked. So if Visa doesn't have the IT security to prevent themselves from being hacked, do you really think your smart car does? And there are countless of these hacker events where they're like, okay, here's the car. It's a smart car. Try to hack it. And usually within 5 minutes, one of these people has managed to take control of the vehicle.
That's terrifying. Mm-hmm. In those cars, they have apps too.
So
you just, and this was, I learned about this and I was very skeptical of this because basically, you just log into the app. So if someone can guess your password, I'm sure most of the people with smart cars have very weak passwords because most people do. I'm sure it would take a hacker like 5 minutes to guess their password. Like it's password 1234 or like your daughter's birthday or something. They guess the password. They get to start your car. I looked at the app and you could start the car. You could, you know, do all sorts of stuff.
Turn it off.
You know, you could put it in route, and these cars are driving around corners. They're completely self-driving on the highway. It's just, it's freaky.
It is, and I don't think people realize what's coming. Ransomware is a thing, and for those who don't know, ransomware already exists. It's where a hacker encrypts the files on your computer, or usually just some script kiddie who bought the ransomware software on the internet or whatever and got you to click a link. Either way, all of your files get encrypted, which means you can no longer access them. And in order to regain access to them, you have to pay a ransom. This already exists. Hospitals have been hit with it. Hospitals also who have their own IT departments and specialized hardware, specialized equipment, they're still getting hit with ransomware. City governments have been hit with it. Police stations have been hit with it. It's ubiquitous throughout the world, this ransomware. It's just a matter of time before ransomware for smart vehicles gets released, and you're driving down the you're riding down the street at your smart self-driving car, and suddenly on the little screen that you've been watching, it says, hey, we have control of your vehicle now. Send us 0.4 Bitcoin or whatever, or we're going to drive you into a tree at 90 miles per hour. That's coming. And that's one of the reasons IT people are like, no, we're not ready for the Internet of Things because we still can't figure out how to keep a computer from just getting a virus.
I mean, all of this stuff that is hooked up to the Internet in your house that has cameras on it is watching you. You know, even just that. What's to stop someone from hacking into your baby monitor and seeing all of the sensitive things that you do in your own home and blackmailing you with that?
Like, well, I mean, that's already happening. Yeah, have you ever heard the stories about, like, random creeps hacking into the baby monitors and, like, talking to babies?
No.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
No.
Yeah, it's super creepy. It was, like, some sort of, I don't even know who the person was, but they were talking to the children on the baby monitor, like, trying to get them to do stuff. And the parent, like, walked in and was like, who is talking to my kid over the baby monitor? Because I think... I don't know if it's kind of like a radio, like a walkie-talkie type of deal where you like tune in to the whatever the frequency or
they
the channel.
Can. You can.
Oh yeah, I imagine
yeah.
That
so
was it.
Somebody whoever was on the same channel and like knew how to hack into it or whatever they did.
There's Wi-Fi ones too. There's Wi-Fi ones.
So that's more
on
likely.
Yeah.
That's more likely that it was a Wi-Fi one.
Right.
And yeah, it's just it's. Creepy.
I mean, there are certainly ways to minimize the chances that you'll be successfully hacked, but there's no way to completely eliminate the possibility. And one of the best ways of minimizing the chances of getting hacked is just to minimize what they can gain if they do successfully hack you.
Yeah.
I mean, most people set up their webcams, they leave them on default settings. There's even a website where you can go to where people just have wide open webcams that you can look through at any time, and they don't even know about it. Because they don't know anything about IT security, they just plugged in a webcam, and that was that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's common. People don't know how to use the technology they already have. They don't know how seriously insecure the technology is. Your Wi-Fi password sitting there, if I wanted to, I could figure out your Wi-Fi password within 30 minutes.
Yeah, probably. And
just by monitoring the traffic.
There are apps that'll do that for you. Code-breaking apps. Yeah.
And I think it's so common where people don't really, I think the majority of people do not understand the technology that they have, even their smartphones and their computers. Just that alone, most people cannot understand. Most people don't even know how the internet works.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind everything else. And
I mean, most people, when you ask them if they use Google Chrome, they don't know what you're asking them.
Oh, right. Gosh, really? I didn't know it was that bad.
Just click the internet button.
Yeah. They're like, no. Or they see Chrome and they go, no, that's my email.
Yeah.
Or like, so I am a huge security nut when it comes to, like, passwords and stuff. Like, I think everybody should change their passwords for everything, like, every 3 months. And you know how many people have all of their passwords in, like, a little Word document or, like, printed out right next to their computer for everything? Bank accounts.
I'm the same way, but I use LastPass for that. But it generates, you know, 64-character passwords with special numbers and symbols and all of that stuff. What are your thoughts? Is it really as bad as I think it's going to be? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. We're going to get back to this.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Tropical Depression Nicholas brought heavy rains Wednesday to areas of the Gulf Coast still trying to recover from Hurricane Ida. Flash flooding remains possible in southern Alabama and Georgia and northern Florida. Several inches of rain were forecast for much of the central Gulf Coast as Nicholas continued to move east with up to 8 inches possible in some areas. The storm is expected to continue to affect the area through Friday. And Texas's attorney general has sued a Northeast Texas school district for including a mask mandate in the district's dress code. AG Ken Paxton filed the suit earlier this week, accusing the Paris Independent School District of defying a law banning mask mandates in the state schools. Paxton sued a total of 9 districts this week for violating the law. A judge issued a temporary restraining order against the district Wednesday, preventing Paris schools from enforcing its mandate. You're listening to USA Radio News. The North Korean military is test-firing missiles again. Lance Pry has the details.
South Korea's military is reporting North Korea fired 2 more ballistic missiles into the sea from its east coast on Wednesday. The launch further escalates tensions in the region 2 days after Pyongyang claimed to have fired a new long-range cruise missile that is being described as a strategic weapon of great significance. Japan's prime minister and South Korea's president said they were convening sessions of their National Security Council to discuss Pyongyang's actions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
And SpaceX's Inspiration 4 mission has lifted off from Kennedy Space Center, sending the first all-civilian crew towards orbit. The 4-person crew is scheduled to spend the next 3 days in orbit before splashing down in the Atlantic Ocean. The mission is part of a campaign to raise $200 million for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
You're always invited to join us, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Lori.
And I'm not anti-technology or anti-robots by any means. I think the Roomba is stupid, but that's because the Roomba is, like, stupid. Like, it will drag dog poop all over your floor. They have new models now that are supposed to detect it and not do that, but still, it was stupid and it was a bad idea, so not a big fan of that, but I'm not opposed to having a robot that does all my housework for me. I just don't want it to be a point of vulnerability. I don't see any reason why such a thing would have to be connected to the internet. Just give it a USB port, let me get a flash drive and update the software or the firmware myself.
People are too lazy to do that.
Yes, but if they offered a model that would do that, a Roomba that I could use that wouldn't do that with dog poop. Of course, I don't have an issue with my dog pooping everywhere, but if it wouldn't do stupid stuff like that, and it didn't have to be connected to the internet, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
But they don't want to offer that, though, because they want it to be connected to the internet.
Yes, because it sounds cool. Ooh, I can control my Roomba from my smartphone. Okay, or you could not.
Well, I mean, the makers, the they, them, those, they want it to be connected to the internet because it's one more way to gain access to your life and know what you're doing and hear you and see you, all of these things connected to the internet all around you all the time.
The previous version of the Roomba, evidently, I read an article about this recently, the new updated model. The update, seriously, is that it won't drag dog poop all across your house. Its eyes were faced upward toward the ceiling for some reason, or its camera, so to speak.
What? Yeah, what do you need to see up there for?
Well, it was to map out the house, apparently.
Which is creepy. Mm-hmm. And I remember...
Well, it's useful for a robot vacuum cleaner to know the layout of the house, though.
I don't want it to know the layout
of the house. I feel it could do that
from the
ground. If
it's not connected, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
If it is internet connected, I'm not okay with it.
I don't know. I have trust issues.
But the new models
with the Roomba.
The new models have front-facing cameras, so they're even worse. Like, if you walk through your house naked, your Roomba is going to see you, and it's going to send those pictures to Amazon or whoever. It says they're encrypted, but still, it's doing that, and that's why I oppose it. Not because it's a robot vacuum, but because it's doing stuff that I don't think a robot vacuum should be doing.
Mm-hmm. Everything's connected. There's smart crock pots now. Like, what do you even need a smart crock pot for? Are you going to leave your raw chicken on the counter until you're ready to cook
but
it from work?
I need to turn it off on the app from work.
That's the one thing I could almost understand.
No, they have timers, though.
Yeah, isn't that the point of the crock pot? So you can leave it on and go to work?
Right.
That's what I was about to get into, actually, is that the one point where I could see that being a useful feature would be like heating and air conditioning and stuff like that. But these things, they also have programmable timers.
Right.
During the winter, I don't have to worry about it. I know that my heat is going to keep it at a certain temperature at this time of day, and then a lower temperature at night when I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't need it to connect to the internet to do that.
Right, but that's what a thermostat does.
But, like, I think the average person is not smart enough to do that, unfortunately. I think you're putting a little bit too much faith in humanity, and most people need things to be as simple as possible. But probably because, like Laurie was saying, they've been babied and coddled to the point where they can't even, like, think or function anymore.
Right. Everything's done for you. What do you need to think for? Don't think. We don't need you to think. Just follow instructions, do what you're told, go home, and watch your Netflix, and shut up.
I say this as someone whose microphone is displaying a random... not microphone, whose microwave is displaying a random time right now, because... Why is it so difficult to set the time on a microwave? Why does it take an advanced degree in engineering? Why can't I just say, set time, and then push in the numbers?
Yeah, I still have the wrong time on my car. But also, I don't need to know the time in my car, because I have, like, watches and stuff.
Both of my cars are really simple about setting the time.
Mine's really complicated. Or, you know what I think it is? It's probably easy. I just literally don't care. And there's other things I do in my car, like driving.
Sure. Well, I mean, usually when I'm driving my car as well, I have my phone sitting there with, you know, a map open. I can see the clock if I want to. Or my stereo has the time on it right there in front of me. There are too many clocks in a vehicle.
Yeah.
Really. I think there are three in my Eclipse. Without even getting into the various little devices like the LEDs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That probably have, like, I think the tire pressure sensor thing has a clock on it. It's, like, totally unnecessary.
Like, I get it. It's 1:30.
If you're looking over here now, is it still 1:30?
But back to this article about the hospital being forced to close. Because as much as I love talking about technology, there's other stuff going on in the world that's a little bit more important than how many clocks there are in my personal cars.
So the issue we're having right now, or we're not having it, Texas is having this issue.
Well, we are seeing it and experiencing it. There are staff shortages everywhere, and now they want to fire people for not getting vaccinated, and that's not going to make the shortages any better.
You know what? Something similar is going to happen in New Hampshire, because it's the same sort of thing where the federal government is saying everybody has to be vaccinated, but the state government is saying you're not allowed to mandate people get vaccinated. So
does their law include hospitals?
In Texas, it does. So
I was curious about New Hampshire because I imagine Dartmouth and all of these other hospitals do receive considerable funding
from the state. And that was the issue with the Keene State College. They wanted to mandate the vaccine, and the state was like, whoa, 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 whoa. We told you guys you weren't allowed to do that because it's literally unconstitutional. And it's just, we know we voted against this, like... You're not allowed to overstep on that level.
I was very happy to see that result. Not because I don't want people vaccinated or anything like that. I'm a Satanist, so I believe in bodily autonomy, right?
Yeah.
It's like the fourth tenet of Satanism. And for a person to make a choice to not get something injected into them, if someone to come along and say, no, you have to do this, is immoral.
It is.
But it was a success. I mean, it was theoretical, right? Okay, Southern New Hampshire, the government passed this law saying that governments can't force people to get vaccinated. Okay, woohoo. But it turns out it actually has applications. And almost immediately after seeing this law passed, we saw King State College wanting to impose mandates, only to realize that they can't. They're not legally allowed to. And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So basically, this is what's happening with this hospital in Texas. The federal government is saying all the people have to get mandated to get the vaccine, or else you get your Medicare and Medicaid funding cut, which is 80% of the hospital's funding. And then Governor Abbott is saying you're not allowed to mandate the vaccine. So the article goes on to say, how is Governor Abbott going to take this? He hasn't complied with anything, with any of the federal laws. Oh, sorry, I read that wrong. He hasn't complied with anything federal laws have done so far, Mr. Jasper told KCBD, which is the CEO of the hospital. So we're going to have to, here in Texas at least, we're going to have to wait and see how it plays out. He isn't the only hospital chief in Texas grappling with how to respond to the vaccine mandate. I've got President Biden telling me he's going to mandate it, but I have Governor Abbott saying that I can't mandate it. Adam Williams, CEO of Clifton-based Goodall, which Winchester Healthcare, told Texas Tribune September 10th. So it seems like a lot of the Texas hospitals are dealing with this, and they kind of don't know what to do. I think the logical thing is to not mandate the vaccine, but if they lose 80% of their funding...
Well, it was never a good business plan to have their business 80% of their income coming from a single source, which is the federal government. That's not a good business plan.
No, they totally... They put themselves in the situation. They're kind of asking for it, so...
And now they need that federal money, and Biden is saying, you're not going to get it if you don't do this. And they're like, but if we do that, we lose our staff and we break the law here in Texas, which probably has some sort of fines attached to it as well. It's a lose-lose situation for the hospitals in Texas.
Yeah, and imagine if that happens to every single hospital and healthcare facility in Texas.
Well, I mean, if they're trying to mandate it, they're trying to mandate it for all jobs, too, over 100 employees, right?
That's what I heard.
So if they mandate this for everything, over 100 employees, maybe everyone will just divorce the federal government and everything will fall into disarray for a little while, and then it'll get so much better.
Hopefully.
Maybe this will cause Texas to secede. I mean, if their hospitals have to close because they can't comply with what Biden wants them to do while following the law in Texas, then sounds like it may be time for a separation, like we're trying here in New Hampshire, that you can find out. You can find out about it at nhexit.us. But there's more coming up here. We're going to talk about this vaccinated woman who died, and her family is blaming the unvaccinated.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and we found something more interesting to talk about than the bizarre article where a family used their vaccinated mother's death from COVID-19 to argue that she died because people didn't get vaccinated. So it's all very stupid. But Nikki happened to find something else that I would rather talk about, and I think we would all agree. This radio station that is now only playing artists who are vaccinated.
As of September 13th, the Vancouver Co-op Radio Show, unassigned BC, will only be playing music by those who have received the COVID vaccine.
Now, that's stupid for a number of reasons, but the very first reason that, you know, all of us said is, who even listens to music radio anymore? All three of us just use Spotify, because then it comes back to the same issue of, you know, having cable versus using Netflix and Hulu or whatever. It's like someone else can determine what you get to watch and when, or what you get to listen to and when, or you can do it yourself using Spotify or Netflix.
So the other day my phone died and I was forced to listen to music on the radio and during the commercials. And I think that's the worst part, is the commercials typically. But
we just came back from commercial.
There was four, I don't know about, at least where I am, there was four commercials about, like, COVID and the vaccine and everything. And that's
something we're not exposed to, because in addition to not watching television where that nonsense is happening, we're also not listening to the radio where that nonsense is happening.
And the other day when I was at my mom's house watching TV with her, it was the same thing where it was like, everything was COVID, 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 COVID. And I'm like, no wonder why these people are scared.
Yeah.
Because they're just watching this fear porn all day long.
Oh, yeah. They don't shut it off. They put on CNN and they just stare at it, or whatever channel.
Awful.
It's not even CNN. I was watching Adult Swim to fall asleep the year before last at ForkFest, which is the festival we do every summer here in New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. And even then, all of the commercials, the Nike commercials, you're just watching a Family Guy or whatever, and then suddenly, here's 4 minutes of fear porn, and then back to the show, and then 7-8 minutes later, here's four more minutes of fear porn. So, these people are being bombarded with this stuff, and you don't have to watch CNN to get it.
It's in every commercial.
So
it's crazy.
In an Instagram post that was on this radio show's Instagram page, they say, "I'm sorry if this upsets you, but your actions upset me."
I don't care if you're upset, dude. You can be as upset as you want. I will just use Spotify and make you obsolete. Thank you.
I understand you are scared and confused.
No, we're not scared, dude. You're the one who's scared.
And confused. I understand if you're scared and confused, but that is why I haven't posted anything. But it's time to grow up. I'm done with the kid gloves. Please don't message me. You won't convince me. I'm very confident in my education and ability to process information. Don't tell me about the law or your rights. I have a JD, and you will just sound even more dumb.
I'm curious to know what a JD is now.
A justice degree.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So it's not a degree in health or biology or epidemiology.
Well, because he was saying, don't come at me about the laws.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. How the radio show would verify the vaccination status of the artists who make submissions was unclear. I fondly remember a co-op radio having inclusivity and diversity, wrote Rebel News video journalist Matt Brenver, who is based in British Columbia. Unless there has been a massive shift in the station's ideological ethos, I'd imagine that this sort of behavior is something that they disagree with.
So the show might be getting themselves axed as a result of this.
Yeah, maybe. It's just like, it's just so weird.
It's weird and it's stupid, and I can't imagine there are that many people listening to this radio station in the first place.
And that's like, it just goes beyond, like, I want you to be vaccinated to protect other people's health and to protect my health. This is like, they're just blatantly saying, I want you to comply and you need to do what I want you to do or else we're going to kick you off the radio station.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's just
some weird, childish, power hungry, like,
yeah.
It doesn't even make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all.
And they're primarily playing local artists, is that right? So
yeah,
they're trying
exactly.
to pressure the local artists into getting vaccinated if they haven't already.
Yeah.
That's disgusting behavior on their part, and I'm disgusted to see it, but not exactly surprised. It's just a radio show making themselves more obsolete, really. I mean, Spotify is a thing, and it's done to radio music what Netflix did to cable television.
Mm-hmm.
The benefit of Spotify is that the music industry isn't crazy. The movie industry, the television industry, they're crazy,
yeah.
Right? They develop a Disney streaming service. There's a CBS streaming service. There's all sorts of these streaming services now, and if you want access to all of them, you're back to paying $80-$90, just like you were for cable.
Right.
The music industry isn't that greedy. They're still just the one streaming service that you need to gain access to all the music. You don't have to have, you know, a Virgin Records streaming service to get access to the music owned by Virgin Records or whatever.
Don't give them ideas.
I
don't think they could do that.
I think they probably could. Like, Virgin Records were like, oh, yeah, we're not authorizing Spotify to play our music anymore because we're just going to create our own streaming service.
Some people don't authorize. Like, you can't listen to Tool.
You can now.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, they entered the digital world, like, last year, whenever their album was released, their latest album. They're weak, terrible.
Oh, no.
I haven't heard it.
But it's a Tool album. I mean, it's what you would expect. It's 15. I liked Tool until I heard the new album. I was just like, I don't know why I ever really enjoyed this.
Oh, no.
I still like the old songs and a couple of the new ones, but it's just, it sounds like Tool. And so, The Tempest, I think, is like 15 solid minutes long. It's like, dude, all of their songs are unnecessarily long. I didn't used to mind it. But now they just keep going and going. It's like, dude, can you just give me like a 5-minute song here and there? Just to break it up a bit so I don't listen to you playing the same guitar riff for 45 minutes. But they are on Spotify now, basically.
Well, now I don't want to listen to them. If it's no good.
It's got some good songs. Like, Invincible is a really good song. Also, like, 13 minutes long, though, because of course it is. Tempest has good parts, but it's the longest song on the album, and I honestly think it's 17 minutes long, not 15.
That's really long.
It goes on way longer than it's welcome to.
Yeah.
It's a chore to get through that one. But, you know, they used to do it well, like 10,000 Days, the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 10 minutes long, but it's a masterpiece of music.
And that's the thing. It can't just be the same thing over and over again for 10 minutes. Like, you got to make it dynamic. It has to be like Weather Report Suite by the Grateful Dead or Terrapin Station. I mean, that song takes you on a journey.
Absolutely. And I feel like they lost sight of that. Now they're just trying to make overly complicated, overly long music.
Yeah.
And what the latest album really showed me was how weak their guitar player really is. I mean, he is by far the weakest member of their band.
Wah,
if it wasn't for the bass player and the drummer, they would be completely unremarkable.
Right.
But, I mean, the bass player and the drummer are really good, and they're carrying them, and it's working.
Yeah. It's the bass.
But the bands need to, all the songs need to be like half as long, at least.
Well, yeah, and 10 minutes and 17 minutes, that's a big difference.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the favorite of their long songs of mine would be 10,000 Days, and it just has this slow buildup of tension until it explodes into it, and then this gradual release. It's really, really well done. You could tell they spent a lot of time carefully crafting it. You don't get the sense with that on any of their new songs, even though it took just as long for them to sit in the studio and write.
It's kind of strange that they waited until this album to come on Spotify like it was some kind of...
Well, they were always making the argument of, you know, our albums are meant to be listened to as a whole. You can't just listen to this song, but you were putting your songs on radio. Really?
You're gonna play that card?
All your older albums are whole, so why were they not on Spotify?
I feel like that happens a lot with artists, like... They get really, really popular, like, their music's great, and then finally they get really popular, and they get rich and famous or whatever, and then they're like, we don't have to try as hard, like, we're Tool, people will listen to us, people will buy our albums, you know. Like, back in the day, they had to, like, really try and, like, create these masterpieces to make a name for themselves and to really prove themselves. Now they've proven themselves, and...
And they're rich.
That's it.
So.
Yeah.
What I found most distressing, I saw Tool in Connecticut, and I read some reviews about it, their tour before I went to see them. This was shortly after their new album. And everyone was like, no, it's not a greatest hits tour. They're touring on their new album. I mean, it's a new album tour, but when I actually got there and listened to their, maybe four songs off their new album were being played. It was 100% a greatest hits tour, but all of these news outlets who had reviewed it were completely delusional about what they were witnessing. Like, I remember the Latter Alice tour and the 10,000 Days tour where they did play every song from the album except for Ticks and Leeches from Latter Alice. You didn't get that with this new album, and it was very clear that this was just a, hey, you want to relive those moments from 2005, guys?
Yeah.
And it worked. But their new album definitely wouldn't recommend it. But you can argue with me about that in the meantime, because I know Tool fans. Check them out on Encyclopedia Dramatica if you want to know why I don't like Tool fans, because it's accurate. You can argue with me about it over on our chat server at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.